Head Start, the historic American preschool program, is caught up in the federal budget sequester with forced closures of centers across the country, including in Arkansas. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich has this report.
The fiscal cliff, remember it? To keep the nation from going over the financial edge, pushed by spiraling debt, Congress and the Obama administration settled on cutting, over the next decade, $1.2 trillion in automatic government-wide military and domestic spending starting March 1st. And here's one place that's been sequestered. Willow Heights Head Start, a free preschool for impoverished kids, located in Fayetteville's historic Black District. The playground's empty. No more squeals and shrieks. Cutting funding to Head Start is counterintuitive, says Brenda Zedlitz, Child Services Director at the Economic Opportunity Agency of Washington County, which runs the Head Start here.
We who are working over here with children who are 3 and 4 years old, we have a huge job to get those children ready at age 5 to go into kindergarten so that they are absolutely ready to be excelling in reading by the time they get to third grade, and the reading levels go through the roof. Because we can either put money in at the end, we can, you know, front load it with early child education, or we can back load it with prison beds.
A blunt choice, to say the least. Data show that the achievement gap between low-income and middle-income families can easily be bridged if children receive comprehensive early childhood education. Head Start in Arkansas is administered by 22 regional agencies, which serve 11,000 children in more than 600 classrooms. That includes early Head Start for impoverished infants, toddlers, pregnant women, and their families.
With the push now on early child education, by the time you go to kindergarten, you need to already be at the very cusp of knowing how to read or reading, because from kindergarten to third grade, you learn to read. From third grade on, you're reading to learn. And so it's very important that children have the opportunity to be ready for kindergarten or school readiness. For children who are low income, research shows us that there is a 35 million word gap in word recognition and words that they have heard when they're 5 years old, as opposed to children from middle and upper income families. So what we're trying to do is reduce that achievement gap so that children from these lower income families hear more words, they're read to, that the parents understand about that gap and how they can reduce that achievement gap. It doesn't cost any money, just reading to your child every night, being involved with your child's education.
Washington County had 9 Head Start centers. Brenda Zedlitz, along with her board and policy council, were forced to choose one to close.
Our other centers were densely populated by families who lived around them. Consistent enrollment, consistent attendance, you know, they were there for the year. It was just that, you know, which center was showing the most instability regarding access by the families. You know, our families have transportation issues. They don't need to drive far stretches to get their kids in Head Start.
The Willow Heights Center now operates as a training facility for parents and staff. Head Start staff coordinate safety, healthcare, nutrition assistance, family and community involvement, disabilities, and mental health care services, all in compliance with 2,200 regulations. And every Head Start is charged with helping low-income children cultivate social and emotional competence. In other words, to respond and cooperate with their peers and grown-ups.
Children, when they don't understand, they're afraid or upset or extremely happy or extremely sad, their behavior becomes out of control, a little extreme. So what we try to do is, you know, work with these families and these children to help them self-regulate and help the parents help their children to regulate their behavior. So when they go to school, to the big world, we call it, which is kindergarten, they already know how to take care of all those issues. They know how to express their feelings appropriately. They know how to communicate. They know how to use their words instead of their fists or their feet.
And the program is popular. Washington County Head Start has a waiting list of more than 400 children. So where did the 66 children enrolled at Willow Heights go?
Very good question. I hope they went to the public school pre-K program.
Not possible. By the time the sequester cuts were announced, it was too late to enroll the children here. This is a Fayetteville Public School District pre-K classroom at Owl Creek, and this is the woman in charge.
I'm Kathleen Shannon O'Brien Hale. I'm involved in early childhood education because it's a passion. The classroom is intentionally arranged and divided into various learning centers. The area by the carpet has our word wall, it has our weather, our school family jobs. We use conscious discipline as a social-emotional system. And the teachers are circulating throughout the room using open-ended questions to prompt children to explore and learn through play.
Of the 120 children enrolled in this pre-K program, all but two qualify for free or reduced lunch. And the pre-K program is expanding slowly because funding is limited based on competitive grant making. Kathleen Hale devotes part of her time writing proposals. Well-off children have the option to attend private preschool, but financially strapped ones can now also enroll in public pre-K. Six classrooms are located at five elementary schools, 20 children per class. It used to be called nursery school. They differ greatly from daycare, being an instructive setting. Did you know public school pre-K programs had their start in Head Start? Head Start was established in 1965 as part of President Lyndon Johnson's now historic war on poverty. So when Kathleen Hale learned the program was being sequestered here in Fayetteville,
it's really tragic for the community. The big difference is that Head Start is federally funded, and the federal poverty guidelines are half that of the state poverty guideline. So the population that is served with Head Start are actually more at risk in terms of financial issues than the state-funded pre-K programs.
This is all about low-income children who have less learning opportunities at home.
Many times, one of the big differences is lack of exposure to books and lack of exposure to vocabulary that is more complex and varied. In a situation where you're wondering how you're going to pay the rent and where the next meal is coming from, there isn't a lot of leeway to do the more luxurious things in life. And it's a struggle, and the economy has been difficult, and many people are in a survival mode. So when children come to a preschool program, they're able to be exposed to a lot of books and meaningful activities that their parents just simply don't have the resources to provide for them.
Kathleen Hale's operated the pre-K program here for the past 6 years. Previous to that, she spent a decade working for Head Start. The Head Start program is administered by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and since its inception, it's served more than 30 million children. In 2012, Head Start was funded to serve nearly 1 million children across the nation through a nearly $8 billion appropriation. A reported $400 million reduction is resulting in 57,000 children being barred from enrolling, the largest program intrusion in the agency's history. But Washington County Head Start Director Brenda Zetlitz, who is also tasked with raising matching funds annually, is not deterred.
Lower-income families sometimes suffer a lot of instability, you know, job instability, housing instability, food insecurity, disruption in caregivers. If mom and dad are working and they have a parade of caregivers to try to keep the children safe while they keep their jobs, there can be a lot of disruptions. So we try to keep our centers as stable as possible.
The sequester has also taken $1.2 million from after-school programs. $4 million has been deleted from Meals on Wheels. Thousands of emergency first responders have been laid off, along with 30,000 public education instructor and staff. That's just to name a few. Progressives say the sequester would not be so brutal if Congress had agreed to raising taxes on America's wealthy. But doing that, conservatives say, would provide less economic stimulus for all of us. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.